Start your engines. Magic Drive Time, presented by International Diamond Center, Orlando's direct diamond importer and the exclusive jeweler of the Orlando Magic, hits the road now.
Now here's your host, Dante Marcatelli.
And it's great to be with you. Great to be back home. And it was cold up in the Northeast, but it's good to be back in sunny Central Florida. Well, at least Central Florida. You're going to see the sun at some point today, and that has been fantastic. Rain early on, but a beautiful afternoon in Central Florida. Dante Marcatelli here with you. Magic Drive Time. And we are going to talk to the general manager of the Orlando Magic, John Hammond, is going to join us here in about 2 minutes. We're going to pick his brain and find out what the next couple of weeks look like for him the rest of the year, get his assessment of his Orlando Magic team now 48 games into the season, and also what might happen. What might the Magic be doing here in the next couple of weeks as the NBA trade deadline is February 7th, exactly 2 weeks from today. So we'll pick his brain on that. He's a guy that's run former teams and has made big deals at trade deadlines, and then he's had years where they haven't done much at all. So we'll kind of get his assessment, maybe what this team needs and what we might be able to expect here in the next couple of weeks. Magic fall last night in Brooklyn, a heartbreaker, 114-110. That team is just insane right now up there in Brooklyn, New York, the way they are winning basketball games. They've won 18 of 23. Games decided by 3 points or less during that run, they are 8-1. Games where that they are involved in where the NBA calls clutch. So this is a five-point game with 5 minutes left. They've been in now 13 of them, and they're 11-2. This team is winning every single close game during that run, and that's the reason they're having the success they're having. So Brooklyn now 26-23 on the season, and oh, by the way, we get them here in a couple of weeks in our building. So a big one tomorrow as the Magic host the Washington Wizards, and then back out on the road, and they will get the Houston Rockets on Sunday. Pack the Amway Center on Tuesday, January 29th, to see the Orlando Magic take on the Oklahoma City Thunder. Be there live as the team battles Russell Westbrook, Paul George, and the rest of the Thunder during the 30th anniversary season presented by Advent Health. Get your tickets now at OrlandoMagic.com. And what do you say we welcome in the general manager of the Orlando Magic? He is John Hammond, kind enough to give us a few minutes here this afternoon. And John, it's always good to catch up with you, and I guess you're normally with us traveling from city to city, but you do have a lot of commercial travel in between when you do your scouting. How is commercial travel across the U.S. during the winter, typically, John?
Dante, you think I really need to answer that? I think you know the answer to that question.
I do.
Hey, there's travel, there's team travel, and then there's scouting travel. It is two different worlds, to say the least. But look, man, I always say this, could not be more thrilled to be doing what I'm doing. Love it every day. And this is a lot of people would say I'll do this any day of the week. So happy to have the opportunity to be scouting.
Oh, there's no question about that. There's no question. I always get a kick out of it. Talk to Matt Lloyd a couple of times. Can you give us an example of what it's like sometimes? Because we've all done it. That's how most people do travel. Okay, where you've gotten stuck or you've been in a city and haven't been able to get out, or can you give us an example? Hopefully it doesn't happen to you this year.
Well, I mean, hey, it's a constant. I mean, it's just like, look, I always say this. You know, the one thing, Dante, about travel, as a young person growing up, my mother would always remind me of how impatient I was. And I can tell you this, when I started traveling basically full-time with my job, which was, oh my gosh, probably at 26, 27 years old when I was a college assistant coach, I then learned patience. Because in travel, you think about it, you can get to the airport and your flight might be delayed. And then you get off the plane and you go to the rental car and your rental car may not be ready. And then you get to the hotel and your room may not be ready. So it's wait. And it teaches you patience because you can't do anything about it. You're at their mercy and their control. And so, it's just, I don't have one story except to say a whole lot of patience involved.
No, that's a great point. That's a great point. And you could certainly look at it and get frustrated, or you could learn something from it. That's a great way to look at it. Speaking with John Hammond, Magic General Manager. Well, John, what will the next couple of months look like for you? Obviously, I know you'll have a fine balance between traveling with your club and staying out on the road and doing some more scouting.
Yeah, you know, it's you want to be with the team, of course. Be supportive of the players, be supportive of the coaching staff, have a chance to observe and a pace of and feel of what's going on with our team, but you also have to kind of like, you know, be ready for this draft, and it's a part of it. You know, you want to know these players, and you want to have a good handle, good grasp, and be ready to make a pick like that.
Well, John, here we sit. The Magic will play tomorrow against the Washington Wizards. Tough one last night in Brooklyn. Another close game. This Brooklyn Nets club seems to be pulling out all these close games during their last 23-game run here. But what your team is 20-28. You're three games out of the eighth spot in the Eastern Conference. Give us your assessment or how you view your club with 34 games to go.
Well, you know, would rather not be 8 games under 500, I can tell you that.
Yeah.
You know, you bring up Brooklyn, and you talk about where they're at right now, and I think what's put them into the position that they're in today is they have two finishers, with D'Angelo Russell and Spencer Dinwiddie. Those two guys are either one or the other, or both of those guys are finishing games for them. And right now, you know, we're just not able to do that collectively as a team. And I think it's you know, it's put us in this position where, you know, on the outside looking in in regards to the playoffs. But, you know, we're not out of it. You know, look, Dante, you know as well as I do, we have a very favorable schedule for the most part to finish the season. And hopefully we can make some ground with that and our guys continue to – look, they're playing hard. They're playing hard. You know, they're good guys. They're playing hard. Cliff and his staff are doing a good job. And so you can't ask anything more of the effort and what they're doing. It's just, like you said, the ability to finish these games to get the wins.
Yeah, can you touch on the job that Cliff is doing? Because you're right. He puts in so much with this group, and they are working incredibly hard. What are you seeing behind the scenes with how Cliff is working with this group?
Well, you know, when we were going through the interview process with him and eventually hiring him, we knew this. We knew that our teams were going to be prepared. You know, he and his staff work extremely hard. You know, you see him after a game, and I mean, it's not like, hey, we're going to, you know, get together tomorrow morning and watch this. It's like they're doing it immediately,
right?
And he's doing it immediately by himself. You know, as a former assistant coach, I've worked for a lot of great coaches, most of the times, you know, you have guys like, you know, you're maybe the head coach is there, and you as assistant coaches are there with him watching the game and sharing ideas and thoughts. But I mean, he wants to do it by himself, and his staff are doing the same thing. So, you know, I really admire their commitment that they have, and you know, I thought it was interesting. After trying to think what game it was, a recent home game that we had, and I walked into the locker room after the game, and he's addressing the team, and it was a game that we'd won at home, and when he addressed the team, you know, before he did, he walked up to the board and he wrote a few bullet points, but one of the bullet points was already about the next opponent, and in fact it was regarding Brooklyn, and that here's what happened in the Brooklyn game here at home, and now we're going to Brooklyn. And here are the key points, like this is what we have to do to win this game. And I thought, man, like, that is so good. I mean, once again, in the immediate, not like, hey, guys, let's talk about tomorrow. I mean, like, start thinking about this, like, right now. It's just great preparation.
Well, how important, then, to kind of, you know, look at the next couple of months, how important is it for this group with that teaching and that tutelage that Cliff brings and the experience that he brings and understanding what it takes to get to a postseason and having been on a team that went to a finals and all of that wealth of knowledge that he brings in addition to, you know, this team being in the hunt and experiencing a playoff chase?
Yeah, it's important. It's important, you know, and you need that. You need that. You need someone like Cliff who's going to, you know, work extremely hard, be prepared. You know, look, what players see that. They see that and they know that. And these guys, they're much more aware than people realize. And
right.
and they're, you know, we're observing them, we're watching them. They're doing the same thing with us, by the way. And I think they respect his efforts, and they respect his ability to prepare them and teach.
Speaking with Magic General Manager John Hammond, spending a few minutes with us here. Well, John, I'll look at it, and you know, you're 2 weeks away today from the NBA trade deadline. Just give us an idea of what the next couple of weeks will look like for you, and you know, what you think you might be looking at with this team, and I'm sure you're always fielding calls. I'm sure.
We are. It's just everyone doing their due diligence at this time. It's us and 29 other teams all looking for potential opportunities that maybe could improve our teams. So, you know, we have, you know, some different situations on our roster to look at, and, you know, we'll do that. But, you know, we're, you know, you say, okay, are you a seller? Or are you a buyer? And, you know, right now, I sure wouldn't consider us a seller. You know, we like the guys on our roster. We have good people. But if there's a decision that can be made to improve our team, of course, we're going to do that just like any other team.
Well, John, take us, you know, you guys have said, you and Jeff, since you got here, we're going to build it right. We're not going to build it fast. So how, tell us about that balance of, you know, of moving forward with this group and letting these guys continue to learn and, you know, maybe adding, as opposed to maybe adding some pieces that, you know, to kind of help you on a playoff run.
Well, you know, that's interesting, Dante, because, you know, I started to say that and I stopped. And of course, you just followed right through with what I was thinking, which is great. But, you know, because I started to say, you know, in regards to a decision that we might make to improve our team, you know, more than likely, it's probably going to be something to improve our team in the long run, not in the short run. So, hey, look, we would love to make the playoffs this year. I think it would be great. It would be great for us organizationally. It would be great for our fan base. It would be great for everyone. But once again, this is not about making the playoffs this year. It's about making the playoffs in the future and then remaining the playoff team from that point. So a short-term fix is probably not what would happen for us. It could if the opportunity presented itself. But more than likely, it's going to be something probably more of a decision that probably is going to affect us more in the future than the immediate.
Do you like this time of year, John? The next couple of weeks, that, you know, as teams are trying to determine where they are, and general managers are all talking to each other, and some teams are trying to really load up. They're in the playoffs, and they maybe are one piece they feel away from contending. And do you enjoy this time of year from your standpoint?
Yeah. It's fun. It's a part of what we do. You know, every situation is different. You know, dealing with a lot of teams, a lot of different circumstances, and
sure.
So you know, it's some people think, man, that's got to be really that trade deadline's got to be such an exciting time, and it can be, but you know, sometimes it can be a little less attractive than people think.
Sure. Sure. All right, lastly, John, and then I'll let you go. I know you got a lot going on today and always appreciate the time. But Nick Vucevic, we're going to find out also in about a week from today if he's been named to the All-Star team. They're going to announce the starters here later tonight, and then we'll await word on the reserves. And, you know, some people think he's a lock, and you know, others aren't as sure. But what have you thought about his season, the numbers he's putting up, and what it would mean to him to represent Orlando in the All-Star game if he gets that call?
Well, he's had a great year, and he's very deserving of an opportunity like that. You know, I think maybe when you and I maybe had talks like this as the season was starting, I don't think, you know, we probably would have said, hey, well, oh, by the way, Vuce is going to be an All-Star this year.
Sure.
But you know, he's played well. He's deserving of it. I think, you know, a little bit of the perfect storm for him. With our team, the makeup of our team, the players on the roster, and then with Cliff as coach, bringing in kind of the organization to our offense and putting him in a position, putting Booch in a position to be this successful. And that's not taking anything away from his abilities and what he has done. He deserves every bit of it. But I will say this, I think adding Cliff as coach this year and just his overall philosophical approach to the game has been really, really important for Booch as well.
No, you couldn't be more right. All right, John, really appreciate the time. Safe travels the rest of the way, and no more delays, all right, from here on through the rest of the season. We look forward to having you with us again here soon.
Thanks, Dante. Appreciate it.
Okay, you got it. Magic General Manager John Hammond joining us here on the program. Always great to get his insight. Lots happening, or lots at least rumored to be happening here in the next couple of weeks. So we'll see how it all plays out. John Hammond joining us for a few minutes. When we come back, we'll rejoin Aaron Berlin, and we'll get you ready for what should be a big weekend. The Magic will host the Washington Wizards tomorrow and then visit the Houston Rockets on Sunday. More Magic Drive Time presented by International Diamond Center when we return in a moment.
Vamos Magic! Celebrate Hispanic culture with the Orlando Magic at Noche Latina, presented by Fairwinds Credit Union, on Friday, March 22nd. See the Magic take on the Memphis Grizzlies at Amway Center and enjoy Latin-inspired music, dance, food, and more. Plus, stick around for a post-game concert featuring Puerto Rican reggaeton singer Jay Alvarez. For more information and to buy tickets, visit orlandomagic.com/Noche Latina.
What does it mean to feel whole? For some, it's 6 miles at 6 a.m. For others, it's omega-3s, high fives, or shuffleboard.
Yes.
Whatever helps you feel whole, Advent Health is here to support it. We're here to heal what hurts, ease your mind, and lift your spirit with world-class medical expertise and compassionate whole-person care. So go for it. Get back on your feet. Overcome the odds. Live your best life and feel whole with Advent Health. Visit AdventHealth.com.
You're listening to Magic Drive Time.
Welcome back to Magic Drive Time, presented by International Diamond Center. Calling all Magic fans, we need your support for the month of January. Talk of the Town Restaurant Group and the Magic are teaming up to benefit the Orlando Magic Youth Foundation. Dine at any Talk of the Town restaurant, including Charlie's Steakhouse, Fishbones, Johnny's Hideaway, Moonfish, Vito's Chop House, or Texas Cattle Company, to round up for charity. From youth education and housing to health programs focused on preventing childhood obesity, OMYF is dedicated to nourishing the minds and bodies of children in need. Round up your check to the nearest dollar and help support our community. Dante Marcatelli here with you. We rejoin Magic Drive Time, and special thanks to John Hammond, who joined us in the first segment. And we'll bring in our producer, Aaron Berlin, here as well. And if you missed any of that interview with John Hammond, we encourage you to go to iTunes. You can find Orlando Magic Radio, and you can listen to today's show in its entirety, and you can listen to that interview with John Hammond. And Aaron, it's probably a lot along the lines of what we thought. If there's a deal to be made in the next couple of weeks and it helps this ball club either now or long term, obviously they'll do it. But I don't get the sense we're going to be adding people here in the next couple of weeks solely for the purpose of getting this team to the postseason.
Yeah, and that makes a lot of sense because,
right. You
know, what we have to remember is that this front office still is only in their second full year. You know, Steve Clifford is in his first full year with this club, so he's evaluating what he has. And he's also still trying to mix and match kind of with that second unit where he feels they're comfortable. And also, look, you know, don't want to say it, but the Magic aren't necessarily in a situation where they need to give up assets just to acquire guys to make a push for a 7 or 8 seed. If you're making a push for a 3 or 4 seed, that's completely different. But
sure, just to get in,
you want to make sure that these guys have a foundation that's solid that they can move forward with.
And I think it's critical for this team, and even if it's a small move or maybe a small addition or something that could help them long term, like John said, but also benefit them here in the short term for a postseason run. I just think it would be so valuable for this team to somehow find a way, whoever the core pieces are that you determine are going to be with this group long term, if Vooch is a part of that, or if you decide, we're going to build this thing around Isaac and Mo, we know, obviously, but we're going to keep Evan. Maybe we're going to bring back Terrence. Whoever you determine, obviously, Aaron Gordon. What would it mean for Aaron Gordon, Evan Fournier, Nick Vucevic to experience, and certainly Isaac and Mo, to experience
Absolutely.
A postseason run, what it takes to play meaningful games here the last 34 of the season, to be in the hunt, to be in the conversation, and to have something on the line, quite frankly. Nick Vucevic, since his rookie year, has not had anything on the line after the month of January.
And Dante,
what would that mean to these guys?
Oh, it would be huge for them. But, what also you have to remember is that even if they're not active in the trade market, that doesn't mean that they're not going to be active in the buyout market. Because remember, some of those guys are going to be very talented that could help that
sure,
second
that's
unit.
True. Yep,
and,
true.
That's a situation where those are guys that are wanting to make a push for a playoff run. And those are also guys that you're not going to have to give up assets just to acquire. Instead, all you need is an open roster spot, which right now I don't believe that we have, but one could come about.
It sure could. Yeah, you look at all situations, and I think it's going to be on these guys. These guys are going to have to bear down, and last night was a tough one. Now, last night, to me, did a lot of damage to your postseason hopes. I know you're 34 games away, but you needed to win, in my opinion, that season series with Brooklyn. You can't do that now. They won the first two games. You only play them three times. So now you're getting in a situation. You've already lost two to Charlotte. You're 1-1 on the season with Washington. Now you have to look at tiebreakers. Scenarios, you're down 2-1 to Detroit. You could be in a situation where you're gonna have to finish in front of everybody that you're chasing. Thankfully, you're up 2-1 against the Miami Heat, but you could be in a situation where you don't own any tiebreakers, and that makes it incredibly hard as well. So I just want this team to buckle down, like Vooch and Evan have talked about, like we talked about on last night's show. Just hunker down and make a legitimate strong run at this thing.
Oh, absolutely! Because not only are you thinking about what it would have been to have back-to-back wins as far as a momentum building standpoint, but then you look at the schedule that follows: Washington, Houston, Oklahoma City, Indiana, Brooklyn again, Oklahoma City, all before February 7th. That's not an easy schedule, even though the schedule does even out.
But you know what? And Cliff said it last night. The difference in the world is the Nets have a guy like D'Angelo Russell. These teams that have a guy they can go to get them big baskets, and John said it too. We need to get a playmaker here at some point. So we'll see. We'll see what the next 2 weeks look like in the next couple of months as well. That'll do it for Magic Drive Time, presented by International Diamond Center. Aaron Berlin's got you tomorrow right here on 96.9 The Game.
Our Magic never compromise on the court, and Magic fans don't have to compromise when it comes to diamonds, engagement rings, and fine jewelry. You always get more at International Diamond Center. IDC is Florida's leading jeweler, recognized statewide for excellence in every category. Selection, value, and trust. And that's why we've been named Exclusive Jeweler of the Orlando Magic again this year. So come visit one of our 8 showrooms across the state or 24/7 at shopidc.com/go magic. International Diamond Center, where Magic fans shop for jewelry.
Chick-fil-A has teamed up with the Magic to reward fans with free original chicken sandwiches. If the Magic hit 5 or more three-pointers in a home game, everyone in attendance of that game will win a free original chicken sandwich from Chick-fil-A.
Left corner, that's Fournier for three. Got it to go.
Point deep left front.
All you have to do is take your ticket stub or your redemption offer in the Magic app at any participating Central Florida location for a free original chicken sandwich. For official rules, visit OrlandoMagic.com/Chick-fil-A.
You're listening to Magic Drive Time.